this fresh out of the locker room, fresh out of another overtime game. And, Dwight, if the announcers are drained, I can't imagine what the coaches and players are. The comeback from seven down at the end of regulation epitomizes the fight in this team and the coaching staff. It's just a shame they couldn't get rewarded for that comeback with a W today, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, like we've said, this probably sounds like a broken record. But you know what? I'm going to keep saying it because I believe it in my heart, and the guys in there deserve for it to be said. The fight that these guys show, man, I know one thing. Our staff will never take it for granted. Because what this group showed today against arguably the toughest and most physical team in the league on the road after playing in a double overtime game to come back and after every single run that they had to not even blink and to fight and, like you said, to force overtime, credit goes to that group. Because at the end of the day, our staff believes in our heart we are trending in the right direction. And, again, that's why the process is the process. We're not worried about the results when the work is going to continue to be put in. And over time, not short term, long term, over time, like you said, we will be rewarded. And as it relates to the box score, as it relates to the final score. But in the short term, when things don't go our way, like when you lose a game, that's not going to discourage this group. And I believe that with every bone in my body.
You know, you've been around the Southern Conference a long time, so have I. It's all about Asheville. I mean, as much as we may want to talk about this and that and the other, it's all about Asheville. And this team's got 2 weeks now. It's got four games. To continue moving in the right direction that they're in and then go up there, and we said during our broadcast, be a team that absolutely no one will want to see.
100%. We're trending in the right direction. And that's the key. We have to keep getting better, so that, like you said, when we go up to Asheville, we're playing our best basketball of the season, because at our level in this league, that is by far the most important thing.
Guys, get on the bus, enjoy a little football, relax a little bit. We can't wait to see you guys out there Wednesday night at home.
Dwight, thank you.
We appreciate the time. All right, Dwight Perry with us to wrap up the 97-80.